This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, we're unpaywalling another episode from our Patreon. This is from the show Carl Calls His Cousin. If you're not familiar with it, twice a week, Carl Tart calls his cousin, Asan Williams, aka Asan the DJ. It's a great chat show. They discuss pop culture news, what happened in their week, comedy, stories from their childhood, and much, much more. This one we're releasing today is one of our favorite episodes that we've recorded, period. It is amazing. Also, if you'd like to watch the video of this recording, the link for that is in the description. So check out all the shows we're doing over on the Patreon at patreon.com/theflagrantones and enjoy the show.
Is that the tattoo shop you go to?
Foothill Tattoo?
Yeah.
It is.
Give them a promotion on the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Carl Calls His Cousin. If you're looking to get a tattoo, any kind of new tattoo work done, any kind of ink, you need to head on over to Foothill Tattoo in the sunny city of Rialto, California. Exit baseline off of the 210 freeway headed eastbound. We'll see you there. Go see Brad. Go see Trey. Go see Steven, I think. Go see... There's one other person, but I can't remember the name. Go check out, get all your tattoo work done at Foothill Tattoo, Rialto, California. Foothill Tattoo on Instagram.
Okay, that was a great take. Kevin, delete all that because they're not paying us. But that was a great take. We're going to do it one more time. This time I need a little bit more energy. Put a little mustard on it. Okay? Imagine it's a hot dog and...
Wait, what?
Imagine it's a hot dog and it's dry. What?
Okay.
Put a little mustard on it this time.
Wait. So in that, but what is the hot dog in that illustration?
The ad. The hot dog is the ad.
Of course.
Imagine it's a hot dog. Put a little mustard on it. Okay. I'm going to throw it to you. In 3, 2.
What's going on, Jive Turkeys and Jive Turkettes?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Seeing as today is Thanksgiving, that's offensive.
To turkeys?
They're already getting slaughtered today.
I got a show idea, a new Adult Swim show called Jive Turkeys, and it's about a family of anthropomorphized turkeys who are black.
All right. Yeah, pitch it to them. Pitch us the show.
That would be funny.
I said pitch us the show.
Oh, I thought you said pitch them the show. But who's them? I'll pitch you the show. All right. The show is, it's a family sitcom starring a family of turkeys and voiced by, you know, black voice actors. And that's it. And they are elite. And I guess their goal is they live on like a... It's like a chicken run type situation where they live on like a turkey farm and they realize that like, oh, once turkeys reach a certain age, they get slaughtered. And so they're like, maybe they're leading a revolt against the slaughterhouse or something, or like trying to get the turkeys to escape or some shit like that. I don't know.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So the premise of this show is...
Yeah.
The baseline premise of this show is that these turkeys are black. Now, what makes them jive? And remind you, I'm a white executive.
Why you can't be a black executive?
Because the black executive has walked out of the room. Now, as a white executive, I love the idea. But I don't know if it's our story to tell. These turkeys. I love the idea of some black turkeys just gobbling and strutting and gobbling.
Gobble, gobble, y'all.
Oh, my God. You would sell your people down the river like that.
You get Tracy Morgan to play the father turkey. You get Tiffany Haddish to play the mom turkey. You get Lil Rel to play like the uncle, that the brother of like the father of the Tracy Morgan character, who like he's around because like he has like a good relationship with the kids, but he can't stand his brother, and they always bump heads and stuff like that. I'm getting tired of your shit, Tracy Morgan. I'm getting tired, you know.
Turkey Morgan.
Turkey Morgan. Lil Rel.
Turkey Haddish.
Lil Rel Poultry.
This is so offensive.
Offensive. I don't have no lokes in here. Dang. Jive turkeys.
And it probably would be funny written well, but it's like it has to have a better story than just, all right, this show's called Jive Turkeys, and these are anthropomorphic turkeys, and they're black. All right, y'all. I'm going to pack up my briefcase. That's the pitch.
Back in my briefcase. Put my yellow legal pad back in my briefcase.
I'll tell you who's nutting right now. The troll that it comes on my Instagram that says that my comedy's low IQ. He's like, yes, that is what you do.
I can't wait to isolate this clip.
Yeah. I want to jack off to this.
Yeah, jive turkeys.
So Billboard came out with their number one list.
Oh, shooky shooky now. Did you see
shooky,
that meme?
Shooky shooky now?
Yeah, sooky sooky now, sooky whichever. Now. Did you see that meme where somebody was like, black people, what? A sooky sooky now. What is this?
Oh, sooky sooky now.
Oh, sooky sooky now.
What is sooky sooky now?
Kevin, Kevin, have you, Carl called, Asan calls this Kevin on behalf of Carl. Kevin, have you ever heard "Aw, sooky sooky now" before?
I can't say I have.
So, Kevin, let me paint the picture for you.
Please.
So, you 9 years old, right?
Great.
And you go into a family wedding. This is the first time you done met your cousins from from Tallahassee, right?
Cool.
And everybody's feeling good. You know, it's the 90s. You in your little suit. You know, you dress like one of the groomsmen with your big cufflinks. And you come down the stairs after your auntie help you put your bow tie, your clip on bow tie on. Uh-huh. You come down the stairs of the house and all your aunties, like the aunties you know, and then 20 other people you've never met before in your whole life go, "Oh, sooky sooky now." Bro, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You're like, I'm fly.
Yeah.
When you got that used to embarrass the shit out of me. Like on Easter. Okay, now.
if I was 30 years younger.
Yeah. Like, old lady. You're my auntie.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do if you're 30 years younger? Auntie, you going to fuck me?
The music cuts off.
Yeah.
This is that's what happens in the FX autobiographical show about Carl's life. Uh-huh. Carl's Dave episode.
I got called Lover Boy a lot when I was like a toddler. Like when I would go to, I was a ring bearer at my aunt's wedding. And I like came down the stairs, had my hair slicked and everything, and everyone was like, okay, lover boy.
Lover boy.
I just saw a meme the other day that was like, it was the picture of Will Smith in the last episode of Fresh Prince standing in the living room by himself with no furniture. Yeah. And it was like, me and all the women I was told I was going to have to fight off when I was grown because I was handsome. Like, like you're going to have to fight them off you when you get grown.
Uh-huh. Okay, heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Man.
All sooky sooky now.
What is that?
It's 1970s colloquial expression. All sooky sooky now has its source in the 19th century terms sooky jump. Sooky jumps is a long obsolete 19th century and early 20th century African American English referent for the country dance gatherings for black folks and the fast-paced dance music that was performed at those gatherings. Those dance gatherings were named Sookie Jumps as a reference to black women, sookies, who would be enthusiastically dancing, jumping all around. The phrase, ah, sookie, sookie, could have evolved over a period of time from men's appreciation of the attractive females, the sookies they saw.
Look here, sookie, let me holler at you.
Yeah, all sookie, 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 sookie. Oh, sookie, sookie. The phrase, all sookie, sookie, now comes from the phrase suka, suka, which derives from the French word for sugar, sucre.
Sucre. Oh, a bunch of Creole people.
Sookie, sookie means sweet, sweet. Man seeing sexy, physically attractive female might exclaim, sweet, sweet, suka, suka. Oh, okay. That makes sense. I believe that one.
Yeah, that sounds believable.
Yeah, either way, it's some, you know, fellas sexualizing some women, you know?
Yeah, objectification.
Objectification. Every term derives from that.
What are you talking about? It's French for sugar.
The Billboard list. All right.
Yeah, let's get to
coming
that.
In at number one. The Beatles.
Well, I mean, they not number one no more. Drake told us that.
Yeah. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Number two, Madonna.
Now, Madonna. All right.
This is Madonna. From, this, from Madonna. This year?
Madonna.
This is of all time, right?
Of all time. The top 10 greatest artists of all time. Number one.
Wait, hold the on. Beatles. So the Beatles are one and Madonna is Madonna two?
It's two. Elton John, three. Elvis Presley, four. Mariah Carey, five. Stevie Wonder, six. Janet Jackson, seven.
This is after Hassan's commercial for the tattoo shop. Yeah.
Michael Jackson, eight.
Wow.
Whitney Houston, nine. 10. Rihanna.
MJ's eight.
No,
behind
no,
Janet.
No Kanye.
No Kanye. No Drake.
That's a wild list.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Right, so let's... I know Madonna was like huge at the time and still is, you know, kind of popular, but I don't think she has the staying power as everyone else.
Bro, Mariah Carey is five over Michael Jackson. What?
I'm blinded by the light. Wait, this can't be right. Because
The Weeknd should be on there.
Blinded by the light is
it's like the biggest song one. Of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, blinded. Drake should be on there. Kanye should be on there. The Weeknd should be on there.
So this one on the actual Billboard website says, number one, The Beatles. Number two, The Rolling Stones. Number three, Elton John. Number four, Mariah Carey.
She moved up.
Number five, Madonna.
Madonna.
Where
Madonna.
Are you, where
number
are you
six.
From?
Number six, Barbara Streisand. Mm. Nine, Stevie Wonder. 10, Chicago. 9, Stevie Wonder. 11, Whitney Houston. 12,
Chicago.
Paul McCartney. 13, Elvis Presley. 12, Paul McCartney. 13, Elvis Presley. 14, Janet Jackson. 15, Rod Stewart.
This should be the show. Just every episode we update this list.
This is my updated list. Take a, who charted?
Number five. Number five.
Yeah. Number five. I like that shit. That makes me laugh every time he does that.
Hell yeah.
Brett be like, number five. How it goes in number five. That shit makes me laugh every time. I like
have
that.
Have a summer.
Number five. Hey, Carl. You want to see my cell phone collection?
Cell phone collection.
He has a bunch of old cell phones.
Yeah. Why?
Howard Kramer.
Howard's the best.
Yeah, he's funny. This list is crazy.
Yeah, all of that is nuts. Beyonce is not on any either of them.
Yeah, she's not. Beyonce is not even in the top 30. Beyonce is at 37.
That's crazy.
Behind, guess who's at 36? If Beyonce's at 37, guess who's at 36? And this list is crazy. So you're not going to be able to guess. But just
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland. Yeah, Latoya Luckett.
K. Michelle. 36. Cher.
Adele.
Adele's at 36.
Wow. Yeah.
It's Adele, then Beyonce.
Yeah. And then Eric Clapton. Gosh, this list is insane. Jay-Z's 50.
Eric Clapton would be a good porn name.
Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Eric Clapton. Because he claps cheeks.
Carl gets it.
Number 63, the Jacksons.
The Jacksons are 63?
Yeah. Number 64.
What a wild list.
Wind and Fire.
How does it ever say like how they rank this, or like what is it based on?
I don't know. It has to be based on album sales. But I thought Thriller was higher.
Yeah.
Let me click the info.
Isn't
explain themselves.
Isn't like that K-pop band BTS like the biggest band in the world too? I wonder if they're on there at all.
I mean,
but that would technically be international charts, right?
As much as I hate like old head shit, it is smooth like butter. It's different. It's different with streaming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's different with streaming, so I like it's hard to like music stretches. Cher is 109.
Wow.
I don't get how this list is made.
What number is Drake?
Drake
is number.
He's Nimba. Nimba. Where's Drake? Where's Drake? He should be higher. Drake is number 16.
16?
Yeah. Guess who's after him?
The Weeknd.
No. Prince.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, number, Prince.
Number 18 is Rihanna. I don't know how this list works. I don't understand what's going on. Let me try to Google some news.
So Rihanna is lower than news. So Drake is higher than Prince, but Rihanna is lower than Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Take it easy on me, babe. I don't know any of these. Oh, wow. The Hot 100 right now is weak to me.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good music out right now.
All Too Well is number one. Taylor Swift. Easy on Me is number two, which I do like that song. Stay by the Kid LAROI. I don't know that song. Industry Baby. That's cool, I guess. And Smoking Out the Window, which I don't care for.
I don't want to. If I never hear them again, I'm straight.
You don't like Silk Sonic?
No, I don't. I didn't like when Bruno Mars was doing New Jack Swing, and I definitely don't like them doing the 70s. Nah, bro.
I got to be honest. I wore that New Jack Swing album out.
Uh-huh.
I wore that shit out. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. But it was so, like, also, they could have been sued by so many groups, unless they got those samples cleared, because there were songs in it that were straight-up ripoffs.
Yeah, like, it just seems like, to me, it's like, of course you can do a perfect New Jack Swing album. Like, you have 40 years of retrospect and, like, you know, two generations, three generations worth of, like, talent and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it improved upon an evolution of music. And, you know, of course you can make a perfect New Jack Swing album. You're not doing anything innovative. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
there's something very interesting about Bruno Mars to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's such a star.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, every time I think about him, I think, how is he such a star? You know what I mean? Like, because he's super talented. I get it.
Yeah.
But there's something about him that just don't. Like, when I was listening to that album, I just wish that so many other artists were doing those songs.
Yeah.
so many other people that I think are cool. See, I think Anderson .Paak is cool.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen Miguel sing Drippin' in Finesse.
Yes. Here's what I'm going to say. Bruno Mars is like the greatest wedding band singer in history.
Yes, that's what he feels like to me.
Yeah.
That's what he feels like to me. I don't quite, he just don't quite, but I do like a lot of the songs. Like I said, I wear that album out.
It's like if you told me every Bruno Mars song is a cover, I would believe you. Like, yeah, it's just like, who is Bruno Mars? And that's the thing that like kind of rubs me the wrong way about like how he went from like Bruno Mars singing I'll Catch a Grenade for You and even back to like I Want to Be a Billionaire when he was in his ukulele bag. Like, the fact that he's able to like reinvent himself into like this, all right, now I'm going to be this new Jack Swing guy who was a live band in the horn section. And then, oh, now all of a sudden I'm going to become this 70s guy. Like, when you do too drastic of changes like that, it's like, well, who is Bruno Mars, the artist?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What do you do? Because right now you're just stealing from people.
Yeah. It's just like, you know?
Yeah. It's like Buzz Killington. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I guess you're good at the guitar too. All right.
Two years ago, we had the option to go to his concert for New Year's.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, you know, gonna get dressed up, put on our 24 karat magic outfits and stuff and go.
Your red suit.
Yeah. But then I was like, hey guys, is this gonna be fun? Like, who's gonna be at this thing? Like, what is the demographic of people that are going to be there?
Who goes to Bruno Mars shows?
Yeah, who goes to the show? Do the girls like him? Because I never hear about girls talking about Bruno Mars.
To me, Bruno Mars is like, I feel like his core demographic is like girls like 16 and under and like women 45 and up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
who are trying to get their young daughter hooked up with him.
Exactly.
I want you to meet my daughter.
Right.
Michelle, come here. She's like, Mom, I'm married. It's Bruno Mars. But I did like that album. But it like also, like even when I hear like 24 Karat Magic or Uptown Funk, it's like the lyrics you're like putting together where he's like, I'm wearing Cuban links, designer minks, Inglewood's finest shoes. And I'm like, nobody... Who goes to, like, since when is Inglewood a place where you go to get?
Hey, Jack, I got my suit pressed.
What is a black city? What is a black city? That's Inglewood. Inglewood, Jack. Going to Inglewood.
Listen here, Jack. Listen here, Jack. I done got my suit pressed. I done got my hair cut. Now, you know I had to go right on the shoes. Where'd you go get them? Inglewood, Jack.
Inglewood, Jack. I went on La Brea in Manchester, baby. And found the finest faux leather.
Hard bottoms.
Yeah.
What?
I went to get some Stacey Adams in Inglewood. You know, you got to go to Inglewood to get the Stacey Adams. You go anywhere to get Stacey Adams. You go to Off-Broadway on Sunset to get Stacey Adams. You drove really far out of the way to get these Stacey Adams.
Inglewood's finest shoes.
Exactly. We used to joke about that, too. We used to joke about how he's just, like, randomly saying... like phrases that like cool Jack.
Yeah, like he's making New Jack Swing for people who have never heard New Jack Swing before.
Drinking a milkshake, causing an earthquake, sitting in the Coliseum, driving down Vermont, then I turn on King, see the laundromat. It's like, what are you talking
about? We let Bruno Mars get off a lot of ridiculous stuff because his band was good.
Yeah.
He said, what was that other song? Gotta put some perm on that attitude.
Yeah.
You need to relax. I'm like, what? or Chunky. Looking for the girls with the big old hoops. He said hoops. I'm like, nigga, hoops.
Hoops, yeah. I drop it down in Daisy Dukes. I like that song a lot, though.
That's my song. Jam. But it's like, hey, man, you know what I like? A girl with some big old hoop earrings.
Yeah. James Fauntleroy wrote on that album.
Yeah.
Let's do some. Kevin, will you pull up some Bruno Mars? Pull up the lyrics to Uptown Funk.
Do.
Do. Do, 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 do. So Homer Simpson singing this opening. This hit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Caught a police.
That's a wild fit.
Fireman. All right. Go down. Is there another? There's no. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. So this is the other one. Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi.
What?
Why would you do that?
That's a wild trip.
That's making a triangle.
All right. So we're going to New York, right? Then we're going to hit Hollywood. And on the way back, we're going to hit Jackson, Mississippi.
Why? Why are you going there? Like, you want to see the state capitol? What are you going to? What are you?
You want to see the state capitol?
Make a dragon want to retire.
What does that mean? Oh, so it's, hot?
He's because he's so hot that he makes it. Oh, you guys, I can't compete with these young guys. Effective today, I will be retiring from the dragons.
Is the first thing people think about when they think of dragons is breathing fire?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I won't hold him on that then.
Can you look up public domain funk song? We're looking for a Bruno Mars type beat. Next one. That's getting closer. Nah, too fast. That sounds like a song that's on MLB The Show. God, these beats are terrible. We could do it to this. All right, that's the one. I think this is the one. What you think, Asan?
Yeah, I think we can go with this one.
Yeah. Okay. Turn it down. Now, I think...
Yeah, it's blues.
They're just doing a 1, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. Stop at the stop sign. That's the first lyric. We'll go lyric for lyric. Kevin, will you type these out so we can record, so we can sing the whole thing at the end?
Yeah.
All right, that's the first lyric. Now you go.
You said stop red light.
Stop at the stop sign.
Stop at the stop sign.
Stop at the stop sign. sing rap.
Stop at the stop sign. Girl, you gotta stop playing with my heart.
I had to stop at the stop sign. Because with 72 Chevy won't start.
Stop at the stop sign. What was the second line? Sorry.
Oh, stop the playing with my heart. Yeah, you got to stop playing with my heart.
I was forced to stop at the stop sign because my 72 Chevy won't start. And now I think it's time to describe what he's wearing.
Yeah, exactly. But then won't start.
I got.
Yeah. But 72 Chevy won't start. Satin pants. Satin pants. Versace shirt.
And then you pick a black. Small black city.
Yeah.
Mobile, Alabama shoes.
Satin pants, Versace shirt, Mobile, Alabama shoes.
Mobile, Alabama sandals. Pensacola, Florida socks.
Dayton, Ohio slides.
Let's say Dayton, Ohio slides. That's the final.
So, what we got so far?
Stop at the stop sign. I'll try to find a way.
Yeah, sing it for us, Kevin. What we got so far? Play the music and sing it for us.
Can you play that back for us, Kevin?
Kevin, can you sing it, please? You in the stew, Kevin.
Yeah.
Stop at the stop sign. You gotta stop playing with my heart. I was forced to stop at the stop sign because with 72 Chevy won't start. I got satin pants, Versace shirt, Dayton, Ohio slides.
the Ohio Spies.
Okay.
Girl on my left, girl on my right.
Yeah.
We all watching Father of the Bride. Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. Wow. You said girl on my left and girl on right.
My left, girl on my right.
And we're all watching Father of the Bride.
And we're all watching Father of the Bride. Oh, shucks. No, we say, oh, sookie, sookie now.
Yeah, oh, sookie, sookie now. Yeah.
I got a parking ticket because my car won't stop. Oh, damn.
What did you say? I got a parking ticket. What?
I got a parking ticket. Now my car won't.
Now you gotta. Now you gotta pick a Latin American man's name. That's your homie, and you only say his first name, like Julio. Get the stretch. You gotta do one of those.
Wait, what'd you say?
What'd you say? My parking ticket. What?
I got a parking ticket because my car won't start. Oh damn. Julio.
You gotta say. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta say Hector.
Yeah. Benicio.
Get the truck.
Yeah. Pick us up.
What we got so far?
Yeah, Kevin, can you sing that back to us, please?
Yeah, can you sing that back?
So
this is how. So people who are not familiar with the music industry, this is how it works. The artist goes into the booth and listens to the beat, and then they write the song, and then they ask the recording engineer, "Hey, can you sing that to me so I hear how it sounds?" So if you're trying to be an aspiring audio engineer in the music industry, you should go take vocal lessons.
Stop at the stop sign. You gotta stop playing with my heart. I was forced to stop at the stop sign because my 72 Chevy won't start. I got satin pants, Versace shirt, Dayton, Ohio slides. Girl on my left, girl on my right, and we're all watching Father of the Bride. Oh, sucky, sucky now. I got a parking ticket because my car won't start. Ah, damn. Benicio, get the truck. Pick us up.
All right, now we need the hook. Now we need the hook. Now we need the hook. Benicio, get the truck. Benicio,
get the truck. Pick us up. That's the group part. So we'll sing that with you.
Pick us up. Stop. Get. I got the hook.
All right.
Pick us up. I need that green light.
Yeah.
When you're trying to give me red.
Yeah.
I need that green light when you're giving me, but you're giving me the red.
I pulled out the meat, but you wouldn't give me no. Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta edit it out.
Yeah.
It can't be too risque.
Yeah.
Oh, this has got it. We got a hit. What time is it?
It's 12:48.
Okay.
And it's some stuff to cut out. Like that snot rocket I just shot in my trash. Cut that out, Kim.
All right.
Well, we'll come back with this song in part two. Good night. Good
night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.